Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We're joined by our fabulous producer, Mr. Rob Satter, so we appreciate his help and hard work all the time. Next up, movie Mike McGranahan. He's a professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. His appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg. Thank you so much for checking in, Mike. Very good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks. Always glad to be here.
I do appreciate that. We got a little quickie preview of your review last hour, but tell us about a new movie that is out, The Father.
In The Father, Anthony Hopkins plays an 80-year-old man with dementia. Olivia Colman is his adult daughter, who informs him that she's met a new man and is moving to Paris, so he'll have to give up his apartment and move into a nursing home. But Olivia Williams also plays the same daughter, who insists she's happily married to her husband and that Hopkins is actually living in their apartment. The husband is played by two different actors as well. There's also a young woman who may or may not be a personal care worker. If that sounds confusing, well, it's supposed to be. The Father is structured to make the audience feel the same kind of disorientation Hopkins feels. That's a really interesting take that elevates the film, making it more than a typical disease drama. As this character struggles to comprehend what's really going on, we do too, and that builds our empathy for him. After an hour, you kind of get the point, and the film begins to feel like it's treading water a little bit. But The Father is still well worth seeing thanks to Anthony Hopkins, who gives another career highlight performance. He's brilliant playing a man whose illness puts him through a range of emotions, from euphoria to rage. The movie is another reminder of what an amazing actor he is. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give The Father 3 Hannibal Lecters.
Oh, just 3. I thought we were headed for a higher rating there. What kept it out of the 3.5 range?
Just the fact that you kind of get the gist of it after a while. Like I said, after that first hour, the movie sort of feels like it's repeating its gimmick a little bit. Maybe gimmick is an unfair word. It's approach to the subject matter. So that, for me, wore a tiny bit thin, but I was really kept riveted by the performance from Anthony Hopkins. So even though it's a slightly flawed film, it's definitely worth seeing. Unless, of course, you've been in this situation where you have a loved one with dementia, in which case this movie might be really hard for you to watch. But generally, I would recommend it.
All right. So, yeah, it's certainly a great performance. I did see the trailer. I had a little trouble trying to grasp where we were headed there, but your review kind of glues it together for me, so we can see that much. Okay, so put this comparables. I often ask you, you know, what's this like? I mean, is this like an M. Night Shyamalan movie where you really just kind of get this huge surprise at the end or something like that? Not quite up to that level, what would you say?
No, there's not really a surprise to it. I think what makes the film notable, aside from Anthony Hopkins, is the idea that instead of just being a drama about a guy and his daughter trying to deal with his dementia, it tries to replicate the feeling for the audience by telling its story the way it does and having different actors play the same role and tell this character different things. You really get a sense of what it might be like to have dementia and to not be able to sort out even the most basic things about your family. So, you know, it's very much a drama about a disease, but it's not done in the predictable kind of Lifetime TV movie way.
Okay, not that there's anything wrong with that, right? So, okay, so what would have made it a 4? What would have glued it together? You know, another element of depth to it, something along that line?
For me, yeah, just maybe, you know, something to shake it up after that first hour. The second hour, well, it's only like an hour and 37 minutes. So the last 37 minutes aren't bad. You just kind of feel like, okay, you know, I get the point. I get what this movie is trying to do now. So maybe if it had something else in there to shake it up a little bit. But, you know, that's maybe my nitpicking. The important thing here is that people really should go if they like Anthony Hopkins and want to see a great performance, even if the movie itself has a couple things that don't really work. He is fantastic and definitely worth the price of a ticket.
Okay, The Father, 3...
Hannibal Lecter, in honor of one of his other career highlight performances.
Wow, yeah, just a super performance there. All right, thank you for that. Another new movie that is coming out, Come True. Tell us about that film.
Yes, this movie will be available in select theaters, although not locally, and on demand today. And I have to tell you, this movie, it rocked my world. This is easily my favorite film of 2021 so far. It's a horror movie, and it's about this teenage girl who's a runaway. and she decides to take part in this sleep study at a university. And it quickly becomes apparent that what the people are studying is dangerous, and that this girl is stuck kind of in the middle of it. And I don't want to say any more than that, because this is one of those movies where every new bit of information is dropped at such a specific time to register an impact. But I will say that this is a creepy film. I rarely get creeped out of horror movies because I see so many of them, but I found this one genuinely creepy. It's stylishly made. It's got a lot of really interesting ideas about dreams and what happens in our minds when we sleep. So Come True is what it's called, and this is one of only, I think, 2 4-star movies I've seen so far this year.
Oh, okay, so you gave it 4, and that's Video On Demand is where you would find that?
Yes, and I highly recommend it. This movie is so stunning to look at and so hypnotic. And the movie is about dreams, about what happens in our minds when we sleep, and about that stage that we go through where we're kind of like not quite awake but not quite asleep either, and that's where the horror comes from. And again, I don't want to give anything specific away, but this movie just completely blew me away with its visual style and its ideas and the way it tells its story and creates this feeling of ominousness from start to finish. So again, Come True is the name of the film, and 4 stars for it.
Oh, wow, super. Okay, well, we live in that dream state occasionally around here. We call it Monday, so we have the same thing.
Exactly.
So Come True, Video On Demand, 4 stars, says Movie Mike. Check out more about that particular review at aisleseat.com if you are so inclined, and check that out on video this weekend. Other entertainment news, didn't we just see a Bee Gees movie? You're talking about another Bee Gees movie coming out?
We did. Late last year, HBO had a documentary, an excellent documentary, called How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, which was about the Bee Gees. But now it's been announced that Kenneth Branagh will direct a Bee Gees biopic for Paramount Pictures, and the movie will have actors playing them, and it will track the band's career. So as somebody who loves the Bee Gees the way a lot of people love the Beatles, I could not be more excited about this.
All right. So super. Okay. So that'll be coming out. We're thinking 2022, in that range?
Probably around in there, yeah. They haven't cast it yet. So all we know is that it's in production and that Kenneth Branagh will direct it. But it'll be interesting to see who they get to play these actors, the Bee Gees, whether they get known actors or get newcomers, and whether they can replicate the singing. So they got some challenges there, but I'm excited for it.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. The Bee Gees movie going to be coming out. A lot of folks are observing activities, or we're 1 year into the pandemic now, and of course theaters are open with seating capacity limits and that sort of thing. And of course cable and satellite and Hulu and all these other things are just going like gangbusters. Give us a quickie assessment, any snapshots of what the pandemic has wrought to the movie industry?
Yeah, it was announced this week that AMC Entertainment, which of course owns our local multiplex, reported a net loss of $4.6 billion in 2020. So that's kind of a shocking look at the toll that the coronavirus pandemic took on that particular theater chain and exhibitors in general. You know, $4.6 billion in loss. That is just a mind-blowing number.
How does a company lose that much money? Not how did it happen. I know it happened because of the pandemic. But, I mean, how can you stay afloat? You just have $5 billion in reserves or something?
Well, I mean, it happened because AMC had to close all of its almost 1,000 theaters last spring and lay off thousands of workers or furlough them. So that was, you know, where they lost money. They were closed for a long period of time, and of course now they're open. Like ours is only open on the weekends, so limited openness and things like that. But AMC has scrambled to find new ways of getting money. I don't quite understand all the stock market stuff, mm-hmm. but they've been able to sell some stock off and acquire some loans and things like that. And believe it or not, the company is actually pretty bullish on their future. They do believe that now that the vaccine is rolling out and getting into so many people, that major movies will start to come out again and that business will resume closer to normal than it has been for the last year. So they're optimistic in spite of losing a real truckload of money in 2020.
Well, and you have talked throughout the year that we do want and desire and need, in a certain sense, this seeing movies with a few other people in the theater at the movies.
Yeah, I think that that's really the best way to do it. Nothing quite compares to, for example, seeing a comedy in a crowded theater where everybody's laughing at the same time. Plus, I also like the fact that when you go to the movies, you don't have those distractions. Your phone is supposed to be off. You can't just pause it if you want to go to the kitchen and get something to drink. You know, you really have to sit down and commit to the film. So I think that's important, and I hope we don't lose that. But hopefully now that this vaccine is rolling out, theaters will be able to start to recoup some of their losses and find their footing again.
Okay, everybody, did you hear that? Your phone is supposed to be off at the
supposed
theater.
To be, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially if you're sitting by me.
Yes.
We'll tell you to turn it off.
Honest and plain. Yes, that's going to be a dilemma going forward. Okay, well, thank you so much, Movie Mike. Anything else to add to our good conversation today?
Oscar nominations are on Monday morning, and prepare to hear Anthony Hopkins in there for The Father.
All right, fabulous. Well, we'll look for that. We'll call that a prediction. Thank you so much, Movie Mike. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you.
That is Movie Mike McGranahan, and he will be in person in our studio in the weeks and months ahead, so we'll look forward to that. He'll be able to come back. We put him in his father's tent initially when he comes back until everybody's vaccinated around here, but we'll get him back in the studio for a visit to ASAP. Movie Mike McGranahan, his reviews sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.